So let's dive right into our topic because I feel like it's super relevant and super important, because it's been my journey. And the things that I get asked so many times because I am talking about abundance and wealth, and I have this program that's starting in January where we really dive into the mindset behind what's keeping us from having the life, the wealth, all the things that we desire. And so I want to start right now with the three things that I see so often that are keeping us from being able to step into that life, because there are so many things. We could obviously, I'm going over this over 12 weeks, so it's really hard to cover that in a 20-minute live or a 10-minute live. But today, I want to give you three things that you can take away and begin to think about and see if you can identify these in your own life and begin to do something about it. So, the first thing, the number one thing, and really it's the basis for all of the other things is fear. Fear is the number one thing that is stopping us. But the three different layers of fear are the things that I want to talk about today. So the first thing is fear of failure. Now, it seems really crazy that we would allow fear of failing to stop us from. Sorry, I don't know if you can hear my husband in the background. I don't know why we would let fear of failure stop us from trying, but we do. I have, right? I didn't want to fail. I certainly didn't want to fail publicly. I didn't want anybody to see or perceive me as a failure. And so there were times that I didn't even try because of that. And therefore, because I didn't try, I didn't step into places, I completely missed opportunities that had I just said, you know what? I could fail, but I'm going to try anyway. Then that would have allowed me opportunities to learn. And so fear of failure is the number one thing that stops us from even trying to have the abundance, the wealth, the money, the relationships, the life that we desire. The second thing, which seems really counterintuitive, but it's the fear of success. What if I succeed? Then what? What happens next? What do I do with the success? So, to avoid that fear, we don't even try. We don't do it. We don't step into those places, or we self-sabotage in both cases. And number three is the fear of significance or insignificance. We're in this concept, in this mindset of what if I do this and nobody wants it? What if I try this and nobody shows up? What if I create this course and nobody signs up? What if I build this business and nobody wants what I'm offering? Right? This fear of being insignificant and not being valuable. Because there are, if you've ever followed Tony Robbins, you've heard this over and over again, but there are just instinctual things that as a human we need, and certainty, significance, love, right? A purpose. Fear is, or challenges, is one of those. But we have to have this feeling of challenge, this feeling of danger, if you will, to give us a spark, to give us this little thing that kind of pushes us over the edge. So I want you to begin to see that fear is actually a good thing. Rather than perceiving it as something bad or something that we need to avoid, I want you to begin to lean into it. I want you to begin to embrace that fear because it's just a feeling. The problem starts when we make that fear mean something about us and we allow it to hold us back and stop us. Does that make sense? Like, I want you to really get this today because fear is not the problem unless we allow it or make it the problem. Fear is just an emotion. It's just a feeling. It's just a response that we have to something that we are thinking about. So in my 12-week course, my program that's coming up, Money Mindset Mastery, in January, we dive into this and go into what we make things mean and how we allow those thoughts and those things that we've made mean something control us and what we can do about that. But today I want you to come away from watching this 10-minute video with something, and I want you to have a few little takeaways. So number one, I want you to understand that fear of failure, fear of success, fear of significance or insignificance is not a bad thing. Okay? It's not bad. Fear is not bad. Fear especially is great when it keeps you from putting your hand on the stove or sticking your hand in a fire or jumping off of a cliff or doing dangerous things that could kill you. Fear is actually a good thing. But when something is paralyzing you, I want you to stop and ask yourself, so here's tip number two, is what I'm thinking true? Is any of this true? Is what I'm making this mean true? So am I a failure? Am I going to lose everything if I'm successful? Am I insignificant? So really ask yourself, is this true? Number three is, what am I making this mean about me? Could it just be? So it doesn't mean anything about me that I have a feeling coming up that, ooh, if I do this, there may not be people that show up. And if people don't show up, that's going to mean something about me. No, not necessarily. It could mean that everybody's really busy because it's the holidays and nobody showed up to your live video. They're going to watch it on replay because they were in the middle of something. So that means zero about me and my worth and my value. So I'm not immune to this. If you're watching me and you're like, wow, Karen's doing this. No, I am literally just a girl trying to figure this out. So if by any chance or any conceptual idea that you have made what I'm doing mean anything about you, stop. Right now, just stop. I don't have it figured out. I don't have it all together. I am figuring this out as I go. I am really just trying to honor the calling that's on my heart and show up and serve and love and be here and do it messy and really just show you that you can do it too. You don't have to have it all together. You really just have to step into the calling that God's put on your heart and be available. That's it. That is all I'm doing. And if that matters to you, then I am so grateful. If that makes a difference for you, I am so grateful. If you feel called and led to learn from me with all of the 54, almost 55 years of knowledge that I have, I am truly grateful. Do I have things to offer you? Absolutely. Is it going to make a difference in your life? I guarantee it. But does that mean anything about your ability to serve in your way? Zero. No, not a nil, nothing. You are still valuable. I can be valuable and you're valuable. That's the amazing thing about this. So how do I change my thoughts and get over this fear? Is any of this true? What am I making this mean? And then join me in my Money Mindset Mastery class. I can't tell you all the things that's going to happen in there. You just have to come and experience it. It's going to be transformational and amazing. I guarantee it. I promise it. It is going to be, but you have to be in the class and you have to show up. You have to commit to this, because if any of this is resonating with you, if you have these things and they're stopping you from stepping into a greater calling, from being seen on social media, from having the life that you want, from having the abundance and the wealth and all of the things that you want, then I promise you, you have to do something about it. It's not going to change unless you do. And so this is my invitation to you to come join me. If you want to talk to me, just let's connect. Let me answer any questions, any concerns you have. But I can't help everyone on a 10-minute live, but I can help you in this class. And I promise that you are worthy, you are valuable, you are impactful. These fears don't mean anything about you. You are significant, and you have something to give. The world needs to hear it, or it wouldn't be on your heart. So as we go into this year end and we start this new year, and you're reflecting on all the things that this is going to present, all of the opportunities that are going to come up in the new year, and all the things that are on your heart to do, I want you to know that it's possible, or you wouldn't be imagining them and visioning them and dreaming them. They wouldn't be on your heart to do if you weren't called to do them. Now, does that mean you have to do them today just like that? No, it means be smart, plan, and go about a process. There is a business process and a right way to do things. But what I want you to know is trust that those things are there for a reason. And if the only thing stopping you is you believing that you can, then that's why I'm here. So I love you. If anybody hasn't told you that today, I want you to know that I do. I love you. I see your value. I see your worth. And I am here to help you see it too. So have a fabulous new year. Happy new year. Just know that you are not alone in this process. And if you don't have a community, I invite you to join me in my Champions community. I'll put a link in here so that you can come join me there as well. And just know that you are loved. Happy New Year, everyone.